Tom Kelly of the USSA says it's almost ready and looking like an Olympics coming up, as he spoke to KPCW Monday morning from Sochi, Russia. He says despite the low altitude of the seaside resort town, it is midwinter in the mountains that rise out of the shores of the Black Sea.
We've been here over the last couple of years, and we've dealt with a lot of different weather situations. It's like we do every time that we're out competing. So we've not been too concerned about that. Conditions are really awesome, as the coaches in the car are saying, so we're ready to go.
Many venues are located in Sochi, then skiing and snowboarding in the nearby mountains.
As I flew in last night about midnight, flying over the coastal cluster, all of the ice venues, the opening ceremony stadium, just brightly illuminated with floodlights. It's just a really magical setting down there. And then up here in the mountains, about 45 minutes to an hour away, a little bit higher in elevation, we have all of the ski and snowboarding events. So it's a great environment, venues close together, more so than we've ever seen before. Snow conditions are good, and a really good atmosphere both in Sochi and up here in the mountains in Krasnopolyana.
Kelly says while he's seen a little evidence of last-minute preparations, it has dramatically changed in Sochi from several years ago.
It really has been turned into a world-class resort up here. A great transportation network with a train and also a great highway coming up here now, and a dramatic change from where it was 2 years ago in the area that was no construction had even really begun to complete. There's shopping malls, there's a big Marriott hotel and others, so a lot of work has been done, and they really have turned this area into quite an amazing resort community.
Training has already begun this week with the first qualifiers in moguls, snowboarding, and slopestyle taking place on Thursday. Opening ceremonies are set for Friday, and the first medal presentations will be on Saturday as the Olympics get into full swing. Meanwhile, just before headed to Sochi, the U.S. Alpine team last weekend had its final World Cup event before the Olympics.
A little bit of action this weekend. Saturday, unfortunately, weather taking its toll both for the men and the women. On a Sunday, though, is Ted Ligety taking a 1.51-second margin of victory in the men's giant slalom in Samaritz. And over in Kranjska Gora, Slovenia, women's slalom, it was Mikaela Shiffrin taking the first-run lead but having some trouble hitting a big rudder hole at the top of the course, losing some momentum and ultimately finishing seventh in that event. And then on the cross-country side, a good weekend. Keegan Randall fifth in the freestyle sprint in Toblach, Italy on Sunday, and a day early with Stephen topping the USA in 11th in the 10K.
That's U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association spokesperson Tom Kelly calling in from Sochi. He says coverage begins on Thursday on NBC. Many live stream events can be watched at NBCOlympics.com. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.